Governor Sean Parnell has asked President Obama to direct federal agencies to join a statewide study to explore Alaska's deposits of rare earth elements, substances that are essential for today's high-tech economy and national security. KUAC's Tim Ellis describes the importance of rare earths and Alaska's potential role as an important source of the elements in this first of two reports.
Parnell told Obama in a letter dated Tuesday that Alaska has the rare earth elements that America and the world needs. Rare earths are a group of elements that provide the essential ingredients for materials used in manufacturing electronics. That makes them extremely valuable in today's high-tech global economy and extremely important to our national defense because our military is increasingly dependent on the high-tech tools needed for 21st century warfare. Parnell summed up the need for rare earths and the opportunity for Alaska to fill that need in last month's State of the State speech.
Few people have ever heard of rare earth minerals, but rare earth minerals are of increasing importance in the world economy. These rare earth elements are used in almost every piece of electronic equipment you can think of. Flat screen TVs, iPods, iPhones, radars, much, much more.
In his letter to the president, Parnell reiterated a point he made in his State of the State, which is that Alaska already has proven rare earth reserves and many more promising deposits, and that America now needs more than ever to both find the elements and develop a domestic supply. That's because nearly all production of rare earths is now being done in China, which has created a monopoly of sorts by severely restricting rare earths exports and hoarding the elements mined there for use in its own enormous electronics industry.
These policies will cost Americans more of our hard-earned money and jeopardize national security. We cannot afford to rely on foreign sources to meet our nation's demand. And you know what? There may be no reason to.
Parnell's backing of the initiative will give a huge boost to a three-year study that geologists at the State Geological and Geophysical Survey Division office in Fairbanks proposed last summer. Division Director Bob Swenson says the study will inventory more than 70 sites around Alaska where rare earths have been discovered. Swenson says if the legislature appropriates the $500,000 that the governor has requested for the study, the division would begin fieldwork this summer to determine which of those discoveries contain deposits substantial enough to justify development.
Most of those areas, really, we only have one sample, or there's only just a few samples, and so it is promising, and it says, yes, there is rare earth elements in the geology of this area, or the geology is permissible for the occurrence of them, but the potential of them to actually be concentrated enough to be economically mineable, that's a whole another question.
The state's efforts also are supported through a push on the federal level to kickstart a domestic rare earths industry. A measure sponsored last year by Senator Lisa Murkowski seeks to encourage development of a U.S. supply chain for the elements, from mining to processing to manufacturing high-tech materials for industry. Murkowski told KUAC in a recent interview that the materials would especially benefit the booming green technology industry for applications such as wind power generators and rechargeable batteries for hybrid vehicles.
We are vulnerable when it comes to the rare earths. We need them not only for our defense technologies, but also with just our everyday use. I mean, think about the guts of your computer, your iPhone, the advanced batteries that we're seeking for our cars. If we really want to move to a world of enhanced renewables, we can't do that without rare earth.
Murkowski says partisan gridlock kept the Senate from passing the so-called restart bill last year. She told KUAC she'll reintroduce the measure this year, and she's more optimistic of passage because of growing awareness among lawmakers of the need for the elements, especially since China used its monopoly as an instrument of foreign policy last fall when it temporarily halted export of the rare earths to Japan over a territorial dispute.
Whenever there is one country that has a resource that is needed by other countries, it can be used as a trade weapon.
Tomorrow we'll talk to state geologists about what they hope to find, and we'll hear from some people in the mining industry about what they've already found and what it takes to get the private sector interested in mining rare earths. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.